So many words I gave you tonight. So many precious thoughts immortalized in verbiage. Some you've heard before, most you never have. Can it happen? Does it exist? Is it real? What do you think? Is it worth going the rest of your life without finding out? Undoubtedly, there are those of you who will not make it on this journey. You are owned by your appetites. You can't live without them. And you can't change because you've made it so terrible and uninviting that you have found the perfect excuse to stay the same. So how does this apply to this essay? It's what this essay is about. Getting the drunkard to sober up. Everything that I've taught you to do, you could do without stopping and succeed every time. If that's where your focus was. So why do we keep doing them? I love you just a little more, and you accept just a little more of it, and you have the courage to go a little longer, and just maybe you'll go unconscious, get sobered up, and it'll happen, and oh my God, this is wonderful. And I can get you to focus longer and deeper, and you'll trust what it is to understand the term to go naked before God, and you'll actually do it once. And nothing spectacular happened, except you're going to feel different. And you'll pursue the loftier things, the more ingenious things of life. And one of these days you'll look at me and you will say, Master, you told me it was so simple. My greatest fear was fear itself. Everything that we will do in these days coming up will be faintly familiar. But you're going to find that the way that you do them will become new, adventuresome. You'll find that perhaps because of this talk tonight, you're going to make some breakthroughs. I so desire that you do. And that one day, that just because you are changing is its own testament to the great work, and that you really are a radiant being, and that there is truth in these words, for these things have certainly come to pass, and you are changed. And yes, you have gone through the dark night of the soul, but you are still alive. And the more you wake up, the more alive you're going to want to be. And you're going to want to have it longer because you want to live long enough to gain a lot of knowledge. You want to be an ownership in every area. You want to be able to do that in this one chapter alone. So perhaps some things are worth losing so that life itself can be gained. And that perhaps you never ever have to suffer like the beautiful woman who has suffered now in her body. And know that shocking shame and humiliation and the dread that must accompany it every single moment. This essay, no matter what I tell you to do, I want you to do it. If you love me, you'll do it. And I don't want you, whatever you do, I want you to master every excuse your monkey little mind can come up with to get out of it. I want to see some growth occur, more strength and more tenacity, more vigilance. Let the images fade. Bring on this new reality. No matter how long, no matter how long, I want you to do it. You're not going to die. You were going to die. You're not going to die. You're going to learn to intimately know the moment. Going to learn to begin to transfer the difference between the habit and the mind of God. You're going to understand mastership a great deal more. And it may be hard and quiet and alone and almost at times boring, but I will balance those moments out with sheer terror. And you will survive, I assure you.